when our eyes shall see the beauty and the glory of the King. Weary was our heart with waiting, and the night watch seemed so long, but His triumph day is breaking, and we hail it with a song. But His triumph day is breaking, and we
afternoon. Special welcome to students, faculty, staff, and community guests. Welcome to this most unique service of Advent and Christmas. As University Campus Pastor Brian Martin Burkholder, it's a privilege to host this Christmas chapel alongside faculty and students from the music and theater departments. The service was designed by Professor of Music Ken J. Nafziger, and features music sung and led by the chamber singers, alongside a collection of selected scripture and other readings brought to life as coached by Professor of Theater Heidi Wintersvogel. And we also anticipate the gift of music from the Gospel Choir Band later in the service. Allow me to give a few instructions for the service. Follow the program as your guide, as there will be no announcements made from the podium during the service. We'll be singing from two of the hymnals that you find in front of you, the blue one, Hymnal, a Worship Book, and the purple one, Sing the Story. We ask that cell phones and other devices be silenced, or better yet, turned off, and for there to be no applause within the service itself. This service is shaped as an introspective journey into and beyond the Christmas narrative. Join us then in reflecting on what it means this year in particular to be asking, who is this stranger in our midst?
Oh God, be faithful, joyful, and triumphant.
Oh, come, let us adore. Fear not, for I bring you good tidings. Carols sung too soon storm our doors, so do news feeds relentless reports. Bombs, guns, bodies shattered, hearts wrecked. We fear and cover our weary ears. Crooked paths will be made straight, rough places smooth. Early Advent liturgies promise. The peace of God surpasses understanding, guards hearts and minds, but we are too restless to wait. Lives teeter on edge, death, life, despair, hope. Our spirits squirm, we pray, heal, comfort, restore. Creator of God, Emmanuel, stitch your flesh yet again unto this season's fair, not tidings. You emptied unsettled skies of clouds and birthed love in a weary world up on a midnight. Labor in us today. Bring forth from the fearlessness fierce faith. Announce in the narrow of our bodies, bones, gospel news. Sing through us, right now, that urgent song of old, peace on earth and goodwill for all people.
People look east, the time is near.
I believe in God, whose light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never smother it. I believe that on a night in Bethlehem, there was born a Savior for all people, who is Christ the Lord, the Word incarnate, full of grace and truth. I believe in His name as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, of the increase of His rule and of His unique peace, there will be no end. This I surely believe.
To us a child.
Peace forever, more and more. The wonderful
angel Gabriel said to a young woman named Mary, "Rejoice, highly favored one, God is with you. Blessed are you among women. You have found favor with God. You'll conceive and bear a son, and you'll give him the name Jesus, Deliverance. His dignity will be great, and he will be called the only begotten Son of God. His reign will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have never been with a man?" Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, unwilling to disgrace her, decided to divorce her quietly. An angel of God appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Don't be afraid to wed Mary. It is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived this child. She is to have a son, and you are to name him Jesus."
Drifted snow, his eyes asleep.
Mary said, I am the servant of God. Let it be done to me as you say. With that, the angel left her. Then Mary said, my soul cries out with a joyful shout.
Bethlehem, the time came for her delivery. She gave birth to a firstborn, a son. She put him in a simple cloth wrapped like a receiving blanket and laid him in a feeding trough for cattle because there was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds in the area living in the fields and keeping night watch over their flocks. The angel of God appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them. They were very much afraid. The angel said to them, you have nothing to fear. I come to proclaim good news to you, news of a great joy to be shared by the whole people. Today, in David's city, a Savior, the Messiah, has been born to you. Let this be a sign to you. You'll find the infant wrapped in a simple cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly, there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in high heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom God's favor rests.
Oh.
the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see this event that God has made known to us." And they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Once they saw this, they reported what had been told concerning the child. All who heard about it were astonished at the report given by the shepherds.
He came for love.
The next day, the stable was empty. An angel had told Mary and Joseph to flee, and so the family had gone away to a far-off country. Now people who came to find the child and worship him would have to find him elsewhere, in some other ways. The shepherds were lucky. They never had to believe in something they had read about. They just came and saw it. Came and saw God lying in the straw.
Thunder rumbles in mountain passes, and lightning rattles the eaves of our houses. Flood waters await us in our avenues. Snow falls upon snow, falls upon snow to avalanche over unprotected villages. The sky slips low and gray and threatening. We question ourselves. What have we done to so affront nature? We worry, God. Are you there? Are you there really? Does the covenant you made with us still hold? Into this climate of fear and apprehension, Christmas enters. Streaming lights of joy, ringing bells of hope, singing carols of forgiveness high up into the bright air. The world is encouraged to come away from rancor. Come the way of friendship. It is the glad season. Thunder ebbs to silence and lightning sleeps quietly in the corners. Flood waters recede to memory. Snow becomes a yielding cushion to aid us as we make our way to higher ground. Hope is born again in the faces of children. It rides on the shoulders of our aged as they walk into their sunsets. Hope spreads around the earth, brightening all things, even hate, which crouches breeding in dark corridors. In our joy, we think we hear a whisper. First, it is soft, then only half heard. We listen as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness. The word is peace. It is loud now. It is louder, louder than the explosion of bombs. We tremble at this sound. We are thrilled by its presence. It is what we have hungered for. Not just the absence of war, but true peace. A harmony of spirits, a comfort of courtesies, security for our beloveds and their beloveds. We clap hands and welcome the peace of Christmas. We beckon this good season to wait a while with us. We Baptists and Buddhists, Methodists and Muslims say, come, peace. Come and fill us and our world with your majesty. We, the Jew and the Jainist, the Catholic and the Confucian, implore you to stay a while with us so we may learn by your shimmering light how to look beyond complexion and see community. It is Christmas time, a halting of hate time. On this platform of peace, we can create a language to translate ourselves to ourselves and to each other. At this holy instant, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Into the great religions of the world, we jubilate the precious advent of trust. We shout with glorious tongues the coming of hope. All the earth tribes loosen their voices to celebrate the promise of peace. We angels and mortals, believers and non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud, peace. We look into our world and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at each other and then into ourselves and we say without shyness or apology or hesitation, peace, my brother. Peace, my sister. Peace, my soul.
The shepherds found Mary and Joseph and a baby lying in the manger. Once they saw this, they reported what they had been told concerning the child. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Now there lived in Jerusalem a man named Simeon. He was devout and just, anticipating the consolation of Israel. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit. She had revealed to Simeon that he wouldn't see death until he had seen the Messiah of God. Simeon blessed the child and said to his mother, "This child is destined to be the downfall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that is rejected, so that the secret thoughts of many will be laid bare, and a sword will pierce your heart as well. The star which the astrologers from the east had observed at its rising went ahead of them until it came to a standstill over the place where the child lay. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and upon entering the house, found the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and paid homage. Then they opened their coffers and presented the child with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. They were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, so they went back to their own country by another route. After the astrologers had left, the angel of God suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph with the command, 'Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you otherwise. Herod is searching for the child to destroy him.' They left that night to Egypt."
Thank you. You who bear the pain of the whole earth, I bore you. O you whose tears give human tears their worth, I laughed with you. You who, when your hem is touched, give power, I nourished you. Who turn the day to night in this dark hour, light comes from you. O you who hold the world in your embrace, I carried you. O you who laughed and ate and walked the shore, I played with you. And I, with all the others died for, I now hold you. May I be faithful to this final test. In this last time, I hold my child, my son. His body close and folded to my breast, the holder held, the bearer bare. Morning to joy, darkness to mourn. Open my arms, your work is done.
Thank you. God of deep and dazzling darkness, God of deep and dazzling darkness, here on the edge of night, before we surrender our day to silence and mystery, we need to hear that you love us. We need to hear again your promise never to leave us. We need to hope in you. Hear our prayer for all who weep and those who wait beside the dying. Hear our prayer for frightened children, for anxious parents and families in distress. Hear our prayer for nations at war, for hungry refugees and those unjustly oppressed. Hear all our prayers. God of deep and dazzling darkness, our world is in your hands, and so are we. We rest in you. Amen. Long have we known that your heart is with the refugee, that you were born into time in a family of refugees, fleeing violence in their homeland, who then gathered up their hungry child and fled into alien country. Their cry, your cry, resounds throughout the ages. Will you let me in? Give us hearts that break open when our brothers and sisters turn to us with that same cry. Then surely all these things will follow. Ears will no longer turn deaf to their voices. Eyes will see a moment of grace instead of a threat. Tongues will not be silent, but will instead advocate. And hands will reach out, working for peace in their homeland, working for justice in the lands where they seek safe haven. Lord, protect all refugees in their travel. May they find a friend in me, and so make me worthy of the refuge I have found in you. Amen.
Thank you.